There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, you may join us here on the radio waves. Toll-free number is 855-453-855-450-3733. You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. The we includes me, Ian.
Ridley.
And Mark.
And you can join us here also via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. For those of you just tuning in, there have been more arrests in Liberland as of Sunday. We've got more details on those coming up, plus the five ways the powerful tricked you into hating protesters. Mark, you'll be sharing that with us here when we get a chance. But to your phone calls and thoughts first, in fact, to Skype first, where we have Miles on the line in California. Hello, Miles.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Welcome.
I just wanted to call in and wonder if you guys are paying attention to what's going on Reddit right now. Reddit.com.
Reddit's a big place.
There's a big thing going on right now, though.
No idea.
Okay. So earlier today, their CEO / moderator. There's a couple of them that are kind of what we call social justice warriors.
Okay.
And have been getting more and more onto the movement of censoring what goes on Reddit and what is allowed to.
That is not going to go well on Reddit.
Okay. Well, it's already not going well right now. what happened is earlier today, they made their first big move into the realm of censorship. Hmm. By banning a handful of fairly popular controversial subreddits, the main being, I know it's kind of funny, but it's called the subreddit Fat People Hate, and it's a subreddit. I've never been there. I don't even really know what it's about, but apparently it's just kind of making fun of fat people, okay. Which is mean. No, I don't think anyone here would.
There's no shortage of mean on the internet, that's for sure. And I imagine there's no shortage of mean in Reddit. But and I want you to tell me more about what they banned. But is this really the first time? I feel like I've heard of other situations where.
Well, No. Stories have been banned before.
Stories.
And posts have been removed, which is a big deal. Yeah. And there have been subreddits that were shut down before, but more. Much more easily defendable, like really, really bad stuff.
Hitler did nothing wrong. Reddit subreddit or something like that.
No, worse than that.
Like child pornography.
Child porn. Yeah.
Okay.
And so that had been taken down, but this is just something that's insulting.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is they took this down earlier today, and for the past like 4 or 5 hours, what happened is the Streisand effect is happening right now.
Now everybody's opening up one of these things, huh?
So they took down that main subreddit, and about 7 of them popped up in its place. And now the front page of Reddit, the top 50 posts are all fat related.
Oh, wow. So basically what you're saying is
thousands of votes.
What you're saying is the Reddit administrators are losing this battle.
Oh, big time. Big time. And so I'm looking at the front page of Reddit right now.
Mine says there's nothing in there. I just went to Reddit.com. It says there.
Yeah, no. The Fat People Hate is banned. But what happened is a bunch of subs were created in its wake. So Fat People Hate 2, Fat People Hate 3,
this is my problem. I really don't know much about Reddit. I went to Reddit.com and I figured it would show me something, but I guess it only shows you what you're subscribed to, and I guess I'm not subscribed to anything. So.
But what you would go to right now would be Reddit.com/r/all, which shows you everything on all of the subreddits, the very top stuff.
Okay.
So and you go there and it's showing you that the very top voted stuff on all of Reddit right now, probably at least the top 50 posts, are all fat stuff.
A good amount of them are, yeah.
Well, no, I mean...
There's one here about Pornhub is crowdfunding $3.4 million to shoot a sex tape in space. But
maybe a few, I haven't looked in a few minutes, but basically, yeah, Streisand effect is just out of control right now. And I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on, it's kind of I love it because it's like a spontaneous order happening. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yep.
They want to use centrally control what goes out there, even though it's mean, but it's best. It seems like pretty much the internet is on taking the side of free speech.
Looks like it. Thanks for the heads up, Miles. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So basically, you've got the people on Reddit, and by the way, we have a Reddit page you can go to our website, freetalklive.com. That's a Reddit-based page there. So when you're voting on stuff, you do need to have a Reddit account. And, you know, we chose Reddit for that because they seemed like the most relevant social voting /bookmarking website at that time. We used to have our own system on our website, but it was kind of crappy and it hadn't been updated in years. So we went with Reddit, and I've been happy with Reddit. I think it's added a new level of interactivity to the site that didn't exist before. And it also links us in with Reddit, which is a much larger website. And so basically the CEO made a move to control and remove certain groups, and now the users are responding by basically, I mean, the only way they would be able to crush this from happening is to try to ban all these people, but then they'll just create new accounts, and if they try to ban these subreddits that are being made, they'll just create new ones, so they would only
We need something like this to happen at Facebook, Facebook user revolution or something.
Well, the Facebook, the problem with Facebook doesn't have anything, there's no way to sort of have a revolution over it.
Yeah, there's no social bookmarking aspect. It's not the same kind of social bookmarking. It's not like social voting with Facebook. You can like something that's on a friend's page or whatever, but you know, you can't just go to Facebook and look at all the posts on Facebook, whereas here on Reddit, the /all that he's talking about, /r/all after Reddit.com, shows you every single post on Reddit. And then, of course, you can go to all these subreddits. So Facebook doesn't have that same layout to where everybody's in the same community if they want to be.
If somebody could figure out, I would love to hear how you do something bad to Facebook, is how you have a protest from Facebook. Because Facebook is, it's just a terribly run, managed site, but everybody's on it. And
yeah,
there's not much you can do. I mean, Free Talk Live's page there, which has like 60,000 likes or something like that, and can get, I think right now where it's maybe like 20 million post views or something like that.
That's over a week, right?
Yeah, that's over the course of a week. I really can't give up that kind of exposure, but they've got a piece of our site that's broken. We've paid for advertising on this site in the past.
Oh, yeah,
it's not like
we're
just schlubs or bums here or anything like that. We've got a broken page, and they're not doing anything to fix it.
You've contacted them. They've ignored you.
These idiots that work at Facebook banned us one time for
more than once.
Twice. Right, but one time was so egregious because it was they banned us for sharing one of their pages. There was the page of the, you know, these girls that go around in bikinis.
Right?
Not topless. They were just girls that go around in bikinis feeding meters.
That's true, yeah. But I think we did get hit for a topless article once, too.
It's such a centralization danger. I mean, if you had told me in the year 2002 that someone would figure out a way to centralize, I heard it was like 50% of internet traffic now is on Facebook. If someone had told me they'd figure out a way to do that and centralize it, I would have not believed it.
Yeah, it's shocking. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you do have an idea to, what did you say, protest Facebook, Mark?
Yeah, I would love to hear
our
it.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the thing.
And I don't want to hear Google Plus, Elio, or some other social networking site.
So I can't say LinkedIn. That's not an option either.
No, not in the
It's got to be something. It's got to be something.
Other than taking my business elsewhere, which I don't really feel like I can do. Look, I've worked other social networking sites out there, and there is nothing. They pale in comparison to what Facebook can do as far as exposure for Free Talk Live. So saying that I shouldn't be on Facebook is like saying we shouldn't have a website because DARPA has some kind of control over the internet. I mean, I can't. So?
Yeah, they've got what you want, which is the people. That's where the people are. And this is frustrating to me, too, as an activist, because I would love to get more activists off of Facebook and using other tools that could be more productive.
I know you're constantly bothering us in the activist forums about some new little site that you've come up with, but I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah,
I know
you're part of the problem. 855
because I won't do what Ian said.
I'm not saying to do what I say. I'm just offering something else, and people just don't care. 855, 453, and you know, doesn't matter if the something else is better. They just don't care because it's just too easy to sit on Facebook and then ultimately do not very much because it's distracting. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves and the internet waves and the satellite waves. 855-453 is our number. And we've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. We'll get back more into Liberland here in a moment. Also, the ways the powerful trick you into hating protesters. Lots of interesting stuff to discuss here tonight. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Ridley.
And Mark.
And you could be in Fort Gault. Not yet. It's being built. But what is it, Mark?
Well, they have a little community down there in Chile that is...
Have they started construction?
They haven't started construction. They have started planning on construction. They're working with Benson Wood, which is a big architect here in the United States. Actually, very close to the studios here.
So they're going to have a community. They don't have it yet.
No, they have a community.
They do.
They've got people there, and they're planning. Somebody has to build this, right? And
are they living in tents right now? Or like...
No, they're not living on the land. They're still deciding where they're going, those sorts of things. You can be involved in the process of deciding exactly where Fort Gault's going to be and what it's going to look like and these sorts of things. They've started, but, they're still working on it. So they're not really expecting money from people at this point. It's just sort of a commitment and, you'll start outlaying of cash as they begin to do the building in different stages, which I think is a good way.
Isn't there a small outlay initially just to show that you are committed about this?
I would have to go see how that works, but I don't know. I'd have to take a look.
Well, anyway, it's a way for you to have a very, very small space in Chile, and then there's a larger, more community-oriented areas where you could like get some work done and things like that. So the rooms that they're selling are very small. There are different sizes you can get. But this is a good way to kind of get away from it all, right?
You can start with the Nomad Nook. It's a tiny little thing at about 4 feet by 10 feet, and it's $10,000.
Like the size of a cruise cabin or whatever.
It's a really small thing. Just a desk and a bed, and it's really kind of cool. And... these are the kind of things. They've got lots of shared space. Mm-hmm. So there's, bathrooms and...
The bathrooms are not in each room, then?
No, they're not. Right. And kitchens and workspace and coffee shops, restaurants, these kind of things are all these areas where entrepreneurs and, world travelers and small business people and freelancers and young professionals can get together and do collaborative things. And the idea is to create a synergy above and beyond just sort of what these individuals can do separately together. Also, you can buy one of these units and rent it and probably make your money back in relatively short order. So check it out, fortgault.com. This project looks like it's they're doing a really great job. I'm kind of impressed with what they're doing. You go see their website and see all the
it looks cool.
The mock-ups, that kind of thing. It's pretty neat. FortGault.com.
All right, so we're going to get back into Liberland here, but we sort of got sidetracked into a conversation about these big social bookmarking or social networking sites like Facebook. And how do we protest this was the question you asked, Mark. And then when I gave you an answer, you didn't want to hear it. So,
is your solution a 15-step process, Ian?
No, absolutely not. So first of all, I've tried different things. Okay, so one of the... If something's not working well, and Facebook, in my opinion, is not working well, it works in that there are a bunch of people there and that you can, like, create an event, and then some people will say they're going to attend that event, and some of them won't show, and some of them will, and some people who say they won't attend will attend, and, anyway, it's a way to promote things, and it does work from that perspective. But it also distracts at the same time, right? So there's the value of having people together in the same place, which is what Facebook has. But then there's the negative side of that, which is that there's sometimes drama on Facebook. There are threads that will blow up.
Facebook cannot be held responsible for the same crap that was going on message boards. You spent plenty of your youth flame-warring on message boards.
What you don't understand is that on message boards, you can control the drama better. You can move a thread from one forum to another.
Who cares about the drama? It's the centralization is the problem, putting everybody in one place where they can all be silenced.
Well, I have a problem with that, too. So that there's reasons. Okay, so one of the reasons to move away from Facebook is to not have Facebook in control of your content, right? So you have your own control over the content, in theory, right? So that's valuable. Unfortunately, most people don't see the value in that. They'd just rather sit on Facebook. And
they can see pictures of their family and friends doing things.
I'm not saying you have to leave Facebook. I'm just saying there should be other things that people can do. There should be other ways to organize besides being on Facebook because Facebook distracts. And let me explain what I'm saying here. So in a group with a few hundred people in it, people are posting things sometimes, and it's not just drama, sometimes it's just less interesting posts or whatever. There's a little bit of clutter. And then, of course, when you moderate the group and, you know, you tell somebody, oh, that's not on topic, then people blow up and they get upset about, oh, I'm on topic, and they make excuses for how they believe they're on topic, but they're not actually on topic. And it just devolves into this fight. On a message board, you could move a thread. Let's say somebody posts a thread in a forum that's about activism, but the post that they made is about a social event. So you could then say, oh, well, thank you for posting this, but we're going to move this over here into the social event.
Who's
events.
We? You mean
the
I
moderators.
Just...
The
oh,
moderators.
But hold on. Oh, you're just mad because you're not a Facebook moderator.
You are not listening to what
I'm
saying.
I am listening to every word you're saying.
All.
You're having a
you
control
have not
freak
let
meltdown.
Me finish. No, you have not let me finish what I'm going to say. On a message board, there are sub-forums where you can move things that are off-topic. On Facebook, even if you have control of multiple groups, you cannot move a thread from one group to another.
That is a true
statement.
So
if somebody posts something in a keen activism group, but it's about Free Talk Live, I can't take that and say, that's a good post. Let's move it over here to the Free Talk Live forum and keep this place on topic. You can't
that
keep
that is an important
the
problem.
The only thing yeah. you can do to keep things on topic is to erase people's posts, and that just pisses them off. And so, you know, that's one way that, you
it
know,
it would piss me off
distracted.
If I had to erase a post, you know, because I hate doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like being
it just feels
the,
dirty.
Yeah, I don't like being the enforcer, but that's the role I have on
right.
some
yeah.
of these.
That's not the greatest thing about Facebook, certainly, but I don't see how getting on some other little activist tool is in any way, shape, or form going to fix my problems with Facebook. My problem is
what's
your
solution?
Yes, you did.
Solutions are what counts.
No, you asked me how to protest Facebook, and I'm giving you solutions.
Protest Facebook is by not getting on it.
What's the solution?
Right, there is no solution.
What is it, Ian?
The solution is you create alternatives to Facebook that are,
no.
you know, can
see,
attract
this
people.
This is what I don't want. Okay, listen to me, Ian. I'm not on Facebook because I like Facebook. I'm on Facebook because I need to be where the people are.
Right, so the idea is to attract those people somewhere else. But the
well,
problem
I can't
is
attract they, 300 million people.
I don't want 300 million
FreeTalkLive.com has been up for a very long time.
I don't care
and
about
Facebook is taking people from it, not bringing people
yeah,
to
and it.
It
killed the NH Free and the Free State Project web forums to some extent. They still work, but there's not near as many people
the
there.
The solution isn't
missed,
getting isn't
that
to
so
try
much.
To say the same thing over and over again and
no,
to
I
get
haven't
a different
tried the
result.
Same thing over and over again. I've tried different systems outside of Facebook to attract people off of Facebook. You're not going to change Facebook from the inside, okay?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Sitting on Facebook and complaining or whatever it is that you're doing there is not going to change Facebook. You can't even email them, as you found out here. You're a paying customer of Facebook, or you have been in the
you
past.
You can send them a message, but they don't respond to it.
They're not responding, so you might as well be sending it into the void.
Spit a URL at me. Where do I start with your process?
So I've started something based on a recommendation of James Davis, who is one of the guys that helps us behind the scenes with the show. He recommended a website called Slack.com. It's a team organizational management tool, and there are a number of things like this out there. We've tried one in the past called Redmine, and it didn't really stick. It didn't really have the kind of the new feel, the more updated web ability to just sort of post things instantly. It was kind of a slow system, so it didn't really work. The Slack thing is brand new. We're trying this. We've used Telegram, by the way, which is another option for communication, and that's working. People, we've gotten 20 people to leave Facebook in the Keene area to join Telegram. I consider that a success.
I'll try these.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. What's the best tool to get people off of Facebook? I don't claim to know what the best one is. I'm willing to try new things, and that's what we're discussing right now. We can come back to Liberland here in a moment. If you've got a suggestion, please, I want to hear about it because I want to do whatever I can to create some sort of attractive alternative to helping people organize their activism or whatever it is of Facebook.
We could go back to freestateproject.org's web forum, which has traditionally been a great place. But it's not really oriented to
organizing activism in New Hampshire. The Free State Project's web forum, as good as it is, and it is still fairly active to its credit. The Free State Project web forum is more about the Free State Project encouraging people to move, you know, answering questions of those who have yet to move, things like that.
There's a whole problem with having a website that you say is just for one or two things, you know. And I mean, one of the problems with that site is that we kind of got kicked off of it when we were organizing that UN flag burn in 2004.
I mean, I don't recall
still have accounts there. But we were, like, discouraged from planning the flag burn on the freestateproject.org
web. Is that when NH Free started?
That was what created NH Free. Ah. But then NH Free is still there, but it's hard to look at when you're on a virtual private network and it's got excessive restrictions in some ways, and it's losing its activity just like all web.
I would imagine people who don't like flag burns, you know, your average conservative type generally wouldn't like a flag burn, would like a UN flag burn.
It's the easy, safe flag burn.
Now we're discussing old moderator decisions from more than a decade ago.
Yeah.
So as another alternative, Dave Ridley, there's the Shire Society forums at forum.shiresociety.com, which I recently upgraded to more modern forum software. And again, in the hopes that having more modern software, which actually has links into Facebook and Twitter to where, you know, each post you look at, you can hit the Facebook button and it'll share out that post to Facebook. So, you know, I don't want to ignore Facebook. That's where the people are. But if we can create something outside of Facebook to attract those people to that thing, then that's a good thing, right?
And we're going to need a fallback when somebody decides that all libertarians should be banned from Facebook, as they may do at some point.
It's a possibility.
I told you what happened to me?
On Facebook?
Yeah. They have
Your account's deactivated, right?
Well, it's locked. And this is the first time this has happened where I couldn't easily unlock it. Mm-hmm. What they're doing now, and this is becoming a sort of a nationwide controversy, they're taking popular Facebook users, and then they're saying, we think someone might have logged into your account, which, of course, is just, you know, they're just making it up because you used a VPN or something one day.
Right.
And then, we think you should send us your identification, your government-issued ID.
That's outrageous.
And now, in the past, for me, I had other options of getting back in, and it's no big deal. Now, they only want to let me back in if I show them that, or at least some type of identification-type thing that has my birth date on it.
Wow.
And, I mean,
so invasive.
There are a lot of people who, in this country who are famous who don't use their real names. Mark Edge is not my real name.
Mm-hmm.
And just about every actor in Hollywood, it's not their real name.
Yeah, and I use my real name, so... on Facebook.
But, I mean, you know, so I'm not going to be able to prove that I am Mark Edge I am not real. You know, like, I don't know what really means. I've been Mark Edge for a decade.
Well, how long Mark do I Edge need? Because you call yourself that, but that's not the name on your license.
That's right.
Yeah. So these are all frustrations, and maybe you've got a better solution. I was just telling Dave Ridley about this Slack thing that, you know, honestly, I'm new to. I'm not saying this is the best option. I don't know. It's something that I'm willing to try, because I'm willing to try new things to try to get people off of Facebook.
We're going
to
be forced to try new things gradually, one by one, I think.
Well, right. So why not start now and find something that's useful? So Telegram was the first real success. We tried this thing called Redmine, which is an organizational tool, but it's old. It's kind of got an old feel to it. It just doesn't, you know, it's bouncing emails over to people, and it didn't work. People weren't checking in with it. So even if you could get people to sign up and try something, to get them to stick to it is the other challenge. So it's challenge number one to even get them to step outside of Facebook once. But then once they step outside of Facebook and they try something else, then the challenge is to get, you know, enough value in that other thing to where they're willing to come back and see it again. And again, it's a sort of a catch-22. If you don't get enough people to step outside of Facebook to try the other thing, then if there aren't enough people in that other thing, then when someone else does try the other thing, you'll be like, oh, there's five people here. Why am I here? So,
Facebook may be our best ally in this circumstance because they've just become so bloated.
Well, there's this site that came out recently. I think Elo was what it was called or something like that, that was intended to be...
One of the myriad of Facebook killers.
Well, yeah, it was supposed to be a social networking site that was going... And everybody's very excited about it for about 5 minutes.
Same thing with the what's the one that started with a D? Diaspora?
Yeah.
Diaspora or whatever?
But it turned out everybody just ran over there and secured their, you know, business or their name or whatever and then left.
It's a graveyard, huh?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been over there in a month.
Yeah, me neither.
I looked for a minute. I didn't even do anything to the site except secure Free Talk Live.
It's sad, man. So I was actually recommended Telegram by Brian Sovereign from Sovereign Tech. And he said this was a tool created by a Russian activist who wanted to keep their communications away from the Russian government. And I thought, okay, that sounds like something activists could
use. Snappy.
Well, the best thing is just to only put things there that you want the government to see.
Well, I agree with that, Dave Ridley, because I don't think you can keep things secret in a movement. I think that as soon as you get more than two people in your movement, you're probably compromised. There's probably somebody who's an agent, or at least you should act as though that's always a possibility, which is why
three people in this room.
Yeah, which is why I really loved what NH3.com did, was they just they just planned everything out in the open. Everything that every bit of activism, every civil disobedience, we're talking about stuff that happened here like a decade ago, was all planned openly. All the threads are still there. You can go and you can read all of it. The police, of course, were regularly reading NHFree.com. And I always loved that. There was one time this was years ago, right in the beginning of when I moved here, and I won't name any names, but there was somebody who was trying to organize a group, and this person wanted all this secrecy around the group, and I was advocating against that. I said, there's no point in spending all this time. He wanted everybody to have a different name than their regular name, and he wanted to have a secret forum where everybody would know to go
and
to.
And if you're wearing an American flag tie and you give a handshake with two fingers instead of forcing
like
that means that,
And it was like, I had adopted this openness of the NHFree.com forums. I was like, look, what's the point of going through all the secrecy measures if one of the people who you've let in from day one is a mole? You've just basically wasted all of that time because secrecy takes time and effort.
A lot of it.
It also paints a target on your forehead.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, what do you have to hide, right? So, anyway, this is a constant challenge. I'm open to ideas. If you've got any suggestions, please, by all means, I don't think Slack is the best tool necessarily, but it seems pretty good so far, and I'm willing to give it a go.
Facebook has their secret page, forum, group thing. I don't know what the hell it is. And that actually is pretty effective because you, at the very least, know who you're letting in. I mean,
but you don't know if they're a mole. You don't know if they're an agent or whatever, you should presume you're compromised.
You should presume that anyway.
Plus, Facebook can read everything.
Yes, that much is true, but it's unlikely that they're bothering.
If the police ask them, they will let them in and let them read everything.
Well, their bots are bothering.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're logging that stuff, so it's not like it goes away. All that data stays there on the Facebook servers. I mean, I'm not saying don't use Facebook. I want to make it clear. This is a tool that people are there, and that's where you gotta go where the people are if you want to get their attention.
I mean, how many enemies can we have at once? Supposedly the government is our enemy. We don't want to make Facebook our enemy, too, but it seems like they are so much becoming the same thing.
So let's go back to Liberland. Mark, you had the story about the arrests, and you wanted to share that with us. This is from a Facebook post, which, again, it's useful. It has its uses.
Yep. This is from the Liberland Settlement Association, and they're talking about the guy writing this is not a non-English speaker,
yep.
And I'm going to read it verbatim as best I can so that you can interpret the way you wish. I'll interpret the way I wish.
That's good. It gives us the flavor of Liberland as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a lot of different people. It's Europe, right? Like,
yep.
A lot of different people who have a lot of different languages.
All right, we'll come back with that. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can join us over on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm or Free Talk Live on the way.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius, zog.ninja, code FTL.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, join us on the radio, toll-free, 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. When you get online, you gotta watch out. There are people out there that would like to gather your personal information, including criminals who would sniff your Wi-Fi packets and your very own internet service provider, probably logging every website you visit, every search term you enter. Maybe taking that information, selling it to the highest bidder, perhaps. Maybe giving it over to the government. You can stop those things from happening by encrypting your internet connection by using ProXPN. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. That's proxpn.com/FTL. And you can download their software for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices, as well as Linux. You get connected with ProXPN and you are encrypted. You're good to go. And that protects you from the prying and the spying. Plus, you're going to want to upgrade to their premium account at some point so you can get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And you can get it for about $5 a month when you use code FTL50. So you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with code FTL50. That's good for the lifetime of the account, by the way. So when you're ready to upgrade, or not upgrade, but when you're ready for year number two, you'll get the same great deal. Again, code FTL50. You get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And just go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. You can start for free right now. Plus, code FTL50 gets you a great discount on privacy that is priceless. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, more about Liberland coming up. Nathan is with us in Texas on Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Evening, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Dave Ridley, I like your videos. They're really cool.
I like him too, and I like you because you like me. Thanks.
Okay. I had a question about something you said earlier when you were talking about the police. It sounded like there was an issue about the, how righteous or how just these paladins of justice are. And my question for you is, if you take three people, let's take three examples, like, say, Maggie Hassan, a cop like Straight Razor who, you know, tries not to enforce victimful crimes or whatever, and, a high school teacher who tries to, not sell the students on going to college or something. I don't know. Are all three of these people equivalent in your mind since they all receive taxpayer funding?
No.
Can you expand on that?
What was it? George Orwell said, never give a long answer when a short answer will do. But no,
wasn't a talk show host.
The long answer is that Hassan has done, is just, she, I don't know what her salary
she's
is.
She's way worse than those other two.
But she's not only has she taken the salary, but she's done all these different things that probably help maintain or increase other people's government salaries. And she's maintained victimless crime laws and just done all kinds of hideous things with that salary that you could never do as one cop, even if you went on a shooting rampage, probably. The cop, on the other hand, probably is just more limited in his scope and less of a bad guy.
Yeah, I'm with you there on that one, Dave. Nathan, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. It's just, it sounded like there was this issue of, moral taint or something like that you would get by, taking taxpayer dollars and, you know.
I think you get a taint by taking taxpayer dollars. It's stolen property.
Right, and I don't know if you necessarily go as far as I've heard some people say where, you know, you can drive up and take Straight Razor's car or something because he takes taxpayer dollars.
But, I mean, that's taking it to the extreme, but it's funny that you're talking about this because I just created a video about this. I haven't uploaded it yet, but just bringing up this question, you know, I am actually a little bit conflicted about this because you can imagine the government is this terrible institution, and if you pull money out of it, you're weakening it. But are you also weakening the taxpayers because it's tax money? So I've always felt like it's an issue where...
What do you mean, are you weakening the taxpayers?
Well, if you pull your something that costs taxpayer dollars, then it may come out of the taxpayers' pocket.
Like, for instance, the Robin Hood lawsuit? I mean, we didn't do that, right? But they did it.
Right,
they did it.
They're responsible.
Right.
You're not responsible for defending yourself, yeah. But if you're actively doing things that pull money out of the taxpayer's pocket, at least by taking government money...
Technically,
then
you could argue that's what Robin Hooding does, because the city will claim... They will claim, for those that don't know, Robin Hooding is filling meters, expired parking meters before the parking enforcer can reach it and write a ticket. So every time you put a nickel in to save somebody from a $5 ticket, you've reduced their revenue significantly, right? Like by a factor of 100. And so that adds up. You start saving more people from tickets. Before you know it, you've hit 5,000 tickets. On average, it's $10 a ticket. You're preventing the city from collecting $50,000 in revenue. Now, the way the city's going to argue this is they're going to say, well, if we're not getting it over here, we're going to get it over there. And then they might just raise taxes on the taxpayers to make up the difference.
And this is part of why I'm conflicted, right? Because I can recognize that what the Robin Hooders are doing is not unethical. There's no problem with it.
Sure. The unethical behavior
would it automatically then be unethical for a person to take a police job and go out there with a mission of absolutely making sure that the police get minimum revenue, minimum arrests of victimless criminals? If that's his mission... And he's taking that. It is difficult for me to condemn. Even if he's taking a taxpayer dollars.
I mean, if there was a cop like that, I'd slip him some money under the table just because he's doing the right thing.
He'd become a national hero after the fascist government is overthrown.
Well, it's interesting that you call it a conflict, Dave, because I was going to say that I'm also conflicted, but not in the same way. My conflict is more about, well, you know, should we put these drug warriors on trial? Or should we take their houses and blah, blah, blah?
No, I say forgive them. Move on.
Yeah, I've been more persuaded by listening to Ian and Derek J in particular, because they have this kind of attitude of peace and love and forgiveness.
I'd be satisfied if the violence just ended.
Look at the history. You know, in South Africa, they never really war crimed any of those apartheiders, and they you know, Chile, same thing. Argentina, it's always a deal. They will leave power if you don't kill us.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you know, there's a certain independence that I admired there too. You know, like when Derek J says, you guys can go over there and you oppress each other over there, and I'll be over here and live my life the way I want to. And there's just a certain, free-spirited independence that I like about that.
Thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. Well, if you like independence, you should look at the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. Get together with other people who love freedom, and maybe your chances at that whole independence thing will be greater. Let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Over the years, there have been controversies about whether to interpret the Old Testament story of the origin of the universe and our species literally or figuratively, with evidence about evolution and the Big Bang. And except, of course, when the government gets involved by using gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to intimidate people into paying taxes for the teachers at the government-run indoctrination centers, and then uses gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests to intimidate people into attending the sessions of those government-run indoctrination centers, that's about the limit of how much of a problem it is. Whether, you know, you got this controversy, but what it's about is the past, as in thousands and thousands of years ago. But with the Quran, you've got a bigger problem because you've got different interpretations, different people interpreting it, especially Surah 9, verse 5, where they're telling people to go out and kill the polytheists and wait for them and ambush them and all of this stuff. And people are saying, maybe that was for, like, back in those days. Or maybe they don't mean that for, like, nowadays, and we obviously can't do that. And there's the other camp that's saying literally follow what that scripture says to do. And the problem is, of course, that people are getting killed over it. And so,
well, that's been the problem with Christianity for a long time. I'm not sure why, you know.
The Christianity is very has lots of rules on owning slaves and those sorts of things. And, you know, nobody's to these days is saying, well, this is exactly how it's supposed to be. It says so in the Bible.
I mean, how many different variants of Christianity are there? There's more than I can count.
You know, it's nice, though, for once ever to hear someone actually quote a passage and give the chapter and verse from the Quran instead of just deciding that they're all Sharia law Wahhabists, and we've got to close the borders and have a fascist state. And yeah. So thank you for that. Well, yeah, Tom,
Sharia law isn't even Islam. I mean, it's culturally in the same area.
All right, we're going to come back with more here. I like the guys over at Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. They've got a lot of good information and a real peaceful interpretation of the of Islam, which, of course, most Muslims are peaceful, in my experience. 855, 453, same thing with Christians. It's Free Talk Live.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.